In the time it takes to listen to this sentence, your eyes will make at least a dozen quick, jerky movements. But the world doesn't appear jittery. Somehow, your brain is filtering out the eye's sudden motions. Precisely how this happens has been a mystery until now. Here's NPR's John Hamilton.
Life would look a lot more exciting if we actually saw everything our eyes see. Bob Wirtz is a senior investigator at the National Eye Institute. He describes the human's eye view like this.
It's as if I had a movie camera mounted on a Bronco. It's jumping up and down. The camera's jumping up and down. What's photographed would be jumping all around enough to make you sick.
But that's not how things look to us, at least not usually. That's because the part of the brain that assembles the image we perceive gets a heads up from the eye it is about to make a sudden shift. It's a sort of warning signal.
This tells the visual system that the eye is going to move. So the visual system knows beforehand that the eye is going to move, and in some way it compensates for this.
Wirtz says the warning system is possible because the brain treats certain messages a bit like email.
So if I send email to you, I keep a copy for myself that lets me know what I've done.
It's as if the part of the brain that tells the eye what to look at sends an email saying, move. At the same time, a copy of that email goes to the brain cells that put together our image of the world. Until now, it hasn't been clear how that copy gets from A to B. Wirtz and Mark Sommer at the University of Pittsburgh thought they knew where to find the circuit. To test their idea, the scientists used monkeys. They monitored specific cells in the two brain areas while the monkeys looked at moving targets. Then, Wirtz says, they injected a substance into the part of the brain they believed was involved in storing copies of the messages sent to the eye.
We were blocking the pathway for saving the email on your hard disk.
Wirtz predicted that the messages telling the eyes to move should still get through, but copies of those messages shouldn't. And that's what happened. The monkeys' eyes moved normally, but their brains lost much of their ability to compensate for sudden eye movements. Michael Goldberg is a professor of neurology at Columbia University. He says this study pretty much completes our understanding of how we keep a steady picture of the world in our heads. Goldberg says this ability is pretty useful, and not just for avoiding motion sickness. He says, imagine that a tiger appears in the corner of your eye. The brain says,
okay, you're going to make an eye movement.
Presumably to look directly at the tiger. The brain holds the image steady, so we know that it's our eye that has moved, not the tiger.
And then we can correlate accurately where the tiger is in space, and you won't get eaten.
Goldberg says this isn't just of academic interest. Some people who have a stroke actually lose this ability to keep track of things.
There's a major artery called the middle cerebral artery, and if you have a stroke in the right side of the middle cerebral artery, your deficit is a spatial deficit.
Goldberg says the new research may offer clues about how to help these patients. The study appears in the journal Nature. John Hamilton, NPR News.